My name's Cassie. This is the third addition to a trilogy over food. That's right, you have two other chances to hear me talk about it. The first podcast I did was over sugar on the brain and body, and the second one was over eating disorders and obesity. I have also created three videos that cover my journey with food, as well as a diet that I did for 4 weeks. These videos reside on my YouTube channel, which is just Cassie Bunting. Anyways, today I wanted to talk about weight loss supplements. These are defined as aids for weight loss. There are many different types of weight loss supplements, including pills, suckers, drink mixes, and many others. The rising use of said products could possibly be from the promotion on social media. A lot of the people promoting these products consist of beauty and fitness influencers. And viewers sometimes strive to have a body like theirs, but this may be unachievable. The real questions today that we will be answering are, what makes them good and what makes them bad? The National Institute of Health has an article on dietary supplements. It claims that many supplements are good for you, like vitamin D and omega-3. On the other hand, some supplements can cause life-threatening side effects, especially when they are non-prescribed and combined with other medications. For example, vitamin K can reduce the ability of blood thinners, but can also increase metabolism, which can lead to weight loss. Truthinadvertising.org covered weight loss teas. Many teas are said to be useful for slimming and detoxing, but it turns out that they may have no long-term effects. There was a lawsuit against Senna Daya products that states their marketing was inaccurate because their tea for weight loss actually contained no weight loss ingredients or fat burners. It only cleared out the lower bowels, causing painful cramps, dehydration, and the loss of electrolytes. Kylie Jenner, a beauty influencer and model, as well as a mogul who has her own TV show, often promotes Fit Tea, a dietary product that has painful side effects and is found to not even have benefits. She claims that she uses Fit Tea on her Instagram page, but the truth is, we may never know. AMP.cancer.org reported that 100,000 calls are made to U.S. poison control centers because of exposure to supplements. Protein powders are often very high in sugar and can cause a high caloric increase. This can actually lead to weight gain. These people can experience spikes in blood pressure, which could lead to cardiovascular problems, as well as digestive distress, as said by Harvard University. Harvard also found that many protein powders contain heavy metals such as lead, arsenic, and cadmium. These are very dangerous and can possibly lead to life-threatening problems. Marketers are not subject to FDA review or approval before marketing, as said by Mayo Clinic. As I mentioned before, there are many supplements that can assist weight loss and be very good for you. It is important if you choose to try an aid for losing weight that you check with your physician and make sure that they are safe. Advertising can be deceiving, and part of a healthy diet is being aware of what you are putting in your body. With that being said, supplements are not always necessary. A healthy diet and a good amount of physical activity can be a safe and healthy way to lose weight. No matter what, I hope each and every person is able to see their inner and outer beauty. There is no need to compare yourself to others. You yourself are strong and beautiful. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.